bodybuilding and fitness feedback loops, or dance, trail mix, and dumbbells. Bodybuilding is a network of things, perhaps a collection of feedback loops. Sets, reps, hydration, and skipping days will not work. It is far too superficial. You may be able to put on shoulders or chest, so a muscle or two, but this is a problem because human physique needs a balance. You should really consider yourself to be a single muscle and avoid isolating muscle groups. Let your musculature fill in naturally as you twist and turn with dumbbells in your hands. You want to keep dumbbells heavy, gradually increasing their weight as your body adapts. And don't confuse cutting off your circulation with muscle fatigue. Trail mix, of all things, will actually prevent muscle fatigue, and you can fix blood circulation by switching to a complementary exercise for a very short moment. And you don't really need much more than that. The dumbbells affect your entire body, especially as you do dance-like moves. So what would ordinarily take 20 years just takes about 3. This is where it gets complicated, though, because you also need to lift for hours. This is why you should try jogging with 3-pound dumbbells first. You will then extend your endurance to an hour or two naturally. You won't need a talk about never stopping or eliminating rest periods a little bit at a time. You just naturally know to do that in context of jogging with dumbbells. To get started with jogging, use an open-source interval timer app or a free Couch to 5K program. But as you get going, it kind of gets even more complicated because you will need a special food. Trail mix, various berries and nuts, seeds if you can, all mixed together. They should probably soak in water overnight to make an oatmeal-type mess and protect your dental work. Trail mix might have been forgotten, but it is nothing new. The Roman Empire had pulse, Aztecs had soaked chia seeds, Greeks had barley and figs. Egypt had emmer wheat and dates, and sub-Saharan Africa used sorghum, millet, yams, and cassava. Pacific and Oceania tribes used taro root, coconut, sago, and yams and sweet potatoes. And for protein, everyone just used ground nuts, fish, and meat. It's all really a trail mix recipe. It all comes down to hard-to-digest source of sugar that stays with you for a goody long while as you work out and rest. All the ancient tribes independently discovered the power of complex carbohydrates. Now you can see how we have a feedback loop forming here. First, you use dumbbells to work on your entire body. Then you ensure to work out 5 to 7 days, non-stop, for 2 or 3 hours. Then you fill your digestive system with hydrated, soft, hard-to-digest source of carbohydrates, which then supports endurance lifting of dumbbells, which prevents you from stopping during the exercise, which forces your muscles to grow, which then calls for heavier dumbbells, more carbohydrates, protein, and improved hydration, using an electrolyte mix especially as you sweat in summer. And as the loop spirals to higher complexity, you achieve in 3 years what takes others 20 or more. You just have to gradually increase the weight and maybe extend the time a little bit. I think deep down we both know that we can't hope for a much clearer explanation than this, because this is not so much training advice as the search for effective path towards real results. When I began, I simply looked at my legs and I recreated building of my leg muscles, but with dumbbells in my hands, this time affecting my upper body. I was fat, so my diet was largely about avoiding food. You can call that calorie counting if you wish. And looking back, I think shredded lettuce with a fistful of trail mix is probably the best you can hope for here. So it is flavored non-calorie food. I just view lettuce as grass, no real calories there. When I made it near, reasonably fit, I asked myself, what do ultra-marathoners eat? And trail mix instantly popped into my head. I get the idea from reading books. And wouldn't you know it, I immediately messed it up. I only had a little bit of trail mix because I was scared of gaining weight. And that turned out not to be enough to get the benefits of complex carbohydrates. Please experiment on your own, but as far as I can tell, after just about 10 weeks of trail mix, you need nothing but trail mix in you to get that full benefit of slow release of sugar. Now, I'm guessing that this is not too perfect, and you should only do that while putting on muscle, and then return to protein-rich salads, and burn up fat that might have accumulated from eating too much dried fruit. Again, it is not a precise science. It is a cautious journey of chasing loops, not a precise workout plan, but an adaptive multiplier surge. The ultimate result is not just about muscle. It's actually mostly about your longevity. Bodybuilding keeps you young and healthy for the duration of your existence.